You're listening to Read On. Coming up soon, the books of Mark Billingham's life. But first, I'm always keen to fill the gaps on my library shelves, particularly when I've heard good things about an author but haven't got round to reading anything by them yet. It's why I love to hear your educating read and hidden gem suggestions. So, when Mr. Bean screenwriter Robin Driscoll appeared on the show recently and suggested a Michael Connelly thriller as one of the books of his life, I knew it was time to plug that particular gap on my crime fiction shelves. I tracked down Trunk Music in the RNIB library and downloaded the talking book via Overdrive. And from the opening paragraph, I knew I was on a roller coaster.
As he drove along Mulholland Drive toward the Cahuenga Pass, Bosch began to hear the music. It came to him in fragments of strings and errant horn sequences, echoing off the brown summer-dried hills and blurred by the white noise of traffic carrying up from the Hollywood freeway. Nothing he could identify. All he knew was that he was heading toward its source. He slowed when he saw the cars parked off to the side of a gravel turnoff road, two detective sedans and a patrol car. Bosch pulled his Caprice in behind them and got out. A single officer in uniform leaned against the fender of the patrol car. Yellow plastic crime scene tape, the stuff used by the Miles in Los Angeles, was strung from the patrol car's side view mirror across the gravel road to the sign posted on the other side. The sign said, in black on white letters that were almost indistinguishable behind the graffiti that covered the sign, LAFD Fire Control, Mountain Fire District Road. No public admittance, no smoking.
Harry Bosch is a tough, uncompromising LAPD homicide detective. Back after an involuntary leave of absence, he's eager to get his teeth into his first new case. When a Hollywood producer called Tony Aliso is found in the boot of a white Rolls-Royce, bound and shot twice in the head, Harry swings into action. At first it looks like a mafia hit, but as he digs deeper into the film producer's sleazy career, Harry quickly discovers that a lot of people had Tony Aliso in their sights, including some who were supposed to be on the right side of the law. Then, just as he seems to have made a breakthrough, Harry's integrity is called into question and he's pulled off the case. But nothing short of a bullet can stop Harry Bosch when he's searching for the truth. Trunk Music is a page-turner from start to finish. Anyone who's a fan of the hard-boiled crime fiction of Raymond Chandler, Dashiell Hammett and Lee Child will love it. Its twisting, pacey plot would do justice to any 1940s film noir, complete with femme fatale, sleazy dives, and hard-talking tough guys. Harry Bosch has a lot in common with Chandler's Philip Marlowe. Both are uncompromisingly moral characters in a tawdry world, and the fact that they suffer because of it makes them more sympathetic, and maybe even lovable. This side of him gives Bosch depth, and makes him more than just a Dirty Harry figure. Trunk Music is the fifth book in the series, and it was published in 2000. Only the references to what was then cutting-edge technology jarred as I read it. Otherwise, like all the best crime fiction, its plot is ageless. If at times it's a little far-fetched, then I was just too busy reading on to care. I'm already looking forward to picking up another book in the series. Trunk Music, narrated by Dick Hill, is TB14313, and there's a wide selection of books by Michael Connelly, including many others featuring Harry Bosch, in a full range of accessible formats from the RNIB Library. For more information, go to the website rniblibrary.com or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. And if you like your detective fiction hard-boiled, why not try some of the following suggestions? The Big Sleep by Raymond Chandler. Widely regarded as one of the greatest crime novels of all time, it was also made into the archetypal film noir starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. The talking book version is read by Marvin Kane and is TB1165.
It was about 11 o'clock in the morning, mid-October, with the sun not shining, and a look of hard, wet rain in the clearness of the foothills. I was wearing my powder blue suit with dark shirt tie and display handkerchief, black brogues, black wool socks with dark blue clocks on them. I was neat, clean, shaved, and sober, and I didn't care who knew it. I was everything the well-dressed private detective ought to be. I was calling on $4 million.
The Maltese Falcon by Dashiell Hammett. Written in 1930, this classic crime thriller follows hard-bitten private investigator Sam Spade as he tracks down a jewel-encrusted statue that has already cost Spade's partner his life. It likewise is narrated by Marvin Kane and is TB2467. Killing Floor by Lee Child, the first of the British writer's Jack Reacher novels, is about a former US military policeman with a dark past and a determination to hunt down his brother's killers. Killing Floor, written by Lee Child and narrated by Jay Benedict, is TB15483, and it's also available in Braille and giant print.
I was arrested at Nino's Diner at 12 o'clock. I was eating eggs and drinking coffee. A late breakfast, not lunch. I was wet and tired after a long walk in heavy rain, all the way from the highway to the edge of town. The diner was small but bright and clean. Brand new, built to resemble a converted railroad car. Narrow, with a long lunch counter on one side and a kitchen bumped out back. Booths lining the opposite wall. A door where the center booth would be.
Do you have a book that you think would expand my reading horizons? Or maybe you found a hidden gem in the library that you'd like to share? Drop us a line by emailing readonair@rnib.org.uk. We'd love to hear from you.